Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, I welcome you here in Budapest. And I decided to speak about a well-known topic. Everybody is informed about that, because everybody is involved into the development of the future in Europe. So according to the Latin proverb, repetitio est mater studiorum, you know well. The historical background of this and the current situation. So what about the necessity of the changes? The internet architecture was very, very successful, we know. But the internet architecture is progressively losing its originality and simplicity and transparency. Therefore, it is necessary to have a change. Even though the current internet is working well and capable to fulfilling the requirements of the society, but the innovation meets natural resistance and there is a lack of wide deployment of technologies such as multicast or internet of protocol, internet protocol version 6. So there is a consensus among the experts everywhere in the world that it is necessary to change the internet technology. We know and we are convinced that the internet was success and challenge. But we know that over a billion users uses the internet. We have a global integrated communication infrastructure and a service platform for the economy of the society. But the internet was designed almost 50 years or 40 years ago. And the fact is now beginning to limit the internet potential. Large numberless challenges and technology, business, society and governance have to be overcome in the future development of the internet. And the future internet, what will be about that? In the future, even more users, objects, services and critical information infrastructures will be needed. It is therefore time to strengthen the focus European activities on the future internet. And the European leaders decided to do that. A significant change is required, and the European internet scientists, scientific and economic actors, researchers, industrialists, SMEs, users, service and content providers now insert the necessity of the redesign the internet. And it will be a great challenge in the collaboration in Europe. Europe must ensure the continuous and long-term support of the design of the future internet. And it is a strategic importance of the development of the European economy, because we have a great competition in the world. Please consider the development of the Far East countries. So the research project represents a joint investment of novel network, service, trust and security, and content technology together with the innovations in societal, governance, and service domains. And let's consider a holistic approach of the future internet. There are some pillars: internet by and for people, internet of the content and knowledge, and the most important, the internet of things and the internet of services. And these pillars are supported by a network infrastructure foundation with scalable and dynamic routing and addressing, security, privacy and trust, efficient data and traffic management, availability, ubiquity and simplicity, adaptability and of to heterogeneous environment, energetic and economic sustainability. What about the internet of people and the internet by and for people? By breaking the divide, the digital divide, the future internet should be able to interconnect growing population in the future and shall be capable to meet new and common people expectations and needs. And the future internet shall also provide the means to facilitate everyday life of the people and communities, to allow the creation of any type of business, to break the barriers and boundaries between the producer and customers, to distribute the distributed knowledge can be shared easily. This trend, combined with the evolution of the web, has introduced a new phenomenon, formation of the virtual community and communities. An internet of the contents and knowledge, a cognitive society goes beyond information and content accumulation by intellectual activity. The internet should support mechanisms for knowing dissemination at local and global level. Knowledge and culture must be diffused worldwide. Several means which to easy share the new forms of digital media continue to appear. The future internet will not only support the intelligent content, it will render it. And the Internet of Things. The name of that recalls scenarios from science fictions, you know. In the future, any object will be a unique way to identification, having the capacity of addressing each other and verifying their identities. All these objects will be able to exchange the information. The ubiquity of the devices will create a whole set of novel applications, where, for instance, the sensors and the RFID playing a central role. And Internet of Services. It is the main goal, but it is an umbrella describing several interacting phenomena. The Internet of Services comprises the various sets of Internet applications, including pervasive applications, industrial manufacturing, vehicular, e-payment, e-business, power network control, e-energy, e-health, e-government, and so on. And their three major domains of the development are the Internet scale service-oriented computing, the contextualized and proactive services, and service orchestration. And the Internet of Things, the most important for us. The definition of the Internet of Things is interesting because we have the simple engineering definition. Things having identities and virtual personalities operating in a small space, spaces using intelligent interfaces to contact and communication within social, environmental, and user context. But there is a much more important definition. Interconnected objects having an active role in what might be called the future internet itself. So the Internet of Things and the future net can be equal. So therefore, this meeting is very important in the research of the future internet. And you know that the radio frequency identification technology will have a very important role in this technology. And main objects of the future internet research fields. First, the networks of the future. Second, the service and software architecture, infrastructures, and engineering. Third, ICT in support of the networked enterprise. The fourth, secure, dependable, and trusted infrastructures. And the networked media is the fifth. Some words about these fields, considering the research fields. The network of the future. So there will be some buzzwords, convergence and interoperability, flexible and spectrum-efficient radio access, elimination of the barriers to broadband access and ultra-high-speed end-to-end connectivity, context awareness, optimized traffic processing between core and edge networks, scalability, delivering an order of magnitude increase in the number of connected devices. It is the Internet of Things itself. And seamless end-to-end network and service composition, wide diversity of service attributes and requirements, more complex infrastructures, programmability and reconfigurability, managing real-time new forms of ad hoc communication with time-varying network topology, and enabling intelligent distribution of service across multiple access technologies. Service and software architectures, infrastructures and engineering. These are the following: enable context awareness and discovery, advertising, personalization and dynamic composition of services, for example, or support flexible business model, provide for service management and guarantee end-to-end quality of service, cater for multiple component technologies and support vendors in the independence and opportunity for standardization, and virtualization tools, system software, middleware and network-centric operating systems, including grid-based systems, provide platform independent access and sharing of knowledge, processing, communication, storage and content, enable to the definition and execution of tasks and workflows for collaboration and operation across multiple domains and optimize usage of distributed resources. These are very, very important and time-consuming and effort needing research fields here in Europe and all over the world. And ICT in support of the networked enterprise, generic integration solution for interoperability, architectures and platforms for integrated enterprise, network devices, RFID-based systems, tools and technologies that enable intra-enterprise collaboration. The research results should support highly distributed operations, reduce life cycle of cost and integration with legacy systems. And the network media is well known, it is an important part of the future internet. So, we can say that the future internet and the Internet of Things program is one of the most important and most promising initiative of the European Union on the ICT field, and we hope that we will be able to repeat the success of the GSM system and the UNTS system, which was the great success on this field of Europe. I wish a good conference for you. Thank you for your attention.